Using incentives can be a great way to build hype around your brand, get people excited about different things you're offering, and they actually encourage people to take action. I feel like we have mentioned some tools in the past, but today's episode, we are talking with Marco Torres, the creator of a platform called Marketing Boost. So throughout the episode, Marco is going to be talking with us about what Marketing Boost is and ways to effectively utilize incentives to increase leads, close more sales, and ultimately grow your business. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get into the interview. This episode of the 9-5 Podcast is sponsored by Riverside.fm, which is super exciting because Riverside is the easiest way to record studio quality audio and video for your podcast. When I switched to Riverside, I knew I was never going anywhere else for recording my remote interviews. And not only do I love using it for all of my podcast episodes, Riverside is trusted by many other amazing people and companies like Gary Vaynerchuk, Marques Brown Lee, NPR, and even Spotify. And for good reason, the quality is amazing. As I hope you can tell, I care very deeply about the quality of my podcast episodes, so having a platform that will give me separate tracks of both mine and my guest's audio and video is an absolute must. Now, if you're ready to start recording high-quality audio and video for your podcast, visit 95podcast.com/Riverside. And on top of that, if you use the code NICK15, you can get 15% off any of the membership plans. So give your listeners the quality they deserve and go check out Riverside.
This is the 9-5 Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Nelbach, where we get into the minds of entrepreneurs and people just like you so you can start, build, and grow your own online business.
Welcome back to the 9-5 Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Nelbach, and this is the show where we bring on entrepreneurs and business owners to help you start and grow your own business. And today with me, we have Marco Torres. I'm hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Last name.
Awesome. Perfect. Marco, welcome to the 9-5 Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to reaching your crowd.
Absolutely. And you have a very interesting background and story, which we're going to get into. And then even more so, ways that we can help grow our audience, close more sales, and that is through the use of incentives. So I'm really excited to talk about this. It's a huge thing, trying to kind of upsell what we have to offer. Before we get into all of that meat of this episode, the how do we grow our business stuff, why don't you give the listeners a little bit of background of who you are and kind of where you're fitting into this online space?
Well, great. Well, I understand from talking to you earlier that you've got most of your audience is younger, much younger than me. I'm an old, if you're watching the video of this, you know, I'm getting up there, 62 years old, but I've been around the internet marketing world since almost the beginning, an early adapter. I've been in online marketing since 1996, before Facebook, before Google, before a lot of stuff. I was an email spammer before they even called it spam. I was doing 100 million emails a month back in the late 90s there. So making the phones blow up in our call center, had over 4,000 agents. So I know how to make the phones ring. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 9 years old. I had the biggest paper route in San Juan, Puerto Rico, where I grew up. I was featured on the front page of the newspaper at age 12. By age 23, I had 5 restaurants and a nightclub. So as an early entrepreneur, young man, I've been involved in a lot. So hopefully some of the tips and value bombs that I can share with your audience today will reach some of you, and maybe you can take and run with them.
Absolutely. I'm excited to get into it. That's insane how early you got started. And I mean, you've seen so much success and you've seen everything kind of evolve over the years into, this now very digital age. So I'm really fascinated to hear about all of those experiences. Before we kind of get into all of it, let's do this little pod deck icebreaker deal, get to know you a little bit better. We're going to try to dig deep with some questions I haven't heard before yet, and hopefully we can maybe catch you off guard a little bit.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Let's see how we do.
Awesome. All right. So at random, out of the deck. Okay. What would you do with an extra hour in the day?
I would be probably out getting my boat ready for tomorrow's sailing.
Awesome. Do you sail often?
I try to. I've got several boats tied up to the back of my property here. I've got a big 80-foot dock. So I've got a couple of boat options back there, and that's my passion. If when I'm not working, I'm sailing or power boating or fishing or one or the other.
So. Dang, I love that. I think I've been sailing like maybe once or twice tops, and it completely blows my mind. Like all of the cables and ropes and stuff going on, like I don't understand how you navigate that.
Yeah, it's an art. I mean, there's boating is easy, you know, when it's just regular power boating, turn it on and push the gas and go, you know. And even that's got, you know, for the, if you've never been a boater before, it starts to get difficult when you realize there's no brakes and you've got to, you know how to navigate right. to stop and dock and all that. But add sails to the mix, and now you've got to know the figure out the winds and the currents and the water depth. And, you know, there's a lot going on to do, which makes it fun. Makes it challenging and a lot of fun.
That's an awesome hobby. I'm jealous of that. That's cool. All right,
I picked that up in my mid 40s when I was in my midlife crisis, and I'm like, I got to do something. I've always wanted to be a sailor, so I took some sailing lessons, which is available nearly all over the country. You can go get some sailing lessons at ASA sailing schools or everywhere. And man, it's a worthwhile investment because it's fun. It's an outdoor activity. It's something you can share with your family, your wife, your kids, your girlfriend. And it's a lifelong, you know, you never stop learning the different, you know, different ways to sail, you know, to continue to be a salty dog.
Question number two. So this will be the last one out of the pod deck. And then we will roll into a question I like to ask all of my guests. So where do you go when you need to blow off some steam?
For a swim. I've got a, okay. The main exercise I do other than boating is swimming. I put in a long lap pool on the side of my house so I can put in. So I do usually jump out there and do 30, 40 laps a day. And that's really changed my life. That's made me, you know, lose weight, be healthier, stronger. I feel stronger and healthier now, Lord willing, than I was 20 years ago or so. So hopefully I can just keep that going on for indefinitely.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a tough one to get over. I've been so lazy lately. And like, I used to love going to the gym, love working out, doing all that. And I've had no drive to go to the gym. It's been a struggle for me. I need an excuse. Swimming would be a good one.
I never enjoyed a gym myself. I never did. So swimming has been ever since I was in the swim school and, you know, swim team in high school way back when. And just recently, about a year ago, I said, I got to put a pool in. There's no other exercise I'm going to be willing to do. I'm not willing to, you know, walk for miles or jog. Forget it. I'm not going to the gym. If I say I will, I won't eventually. So The pool and the building the pool has been a very worthwhile investment in my case.
I love it. So, that's a great answer. Now, the question I like to ask everybody that comes on the show is, what is your superpower? Or what is that one thing? I feel like everybody's got that one thing that they just feel like they are a rock star at. Or maybe you don't even feel like you're a rock star at it, but other people come to you for this one thing because they feel you're a rock star at it. So thinking about that, what do you think your superpower would be?
Now you really did throw me off. What is my superpower? I mean, I guess it would be, you know, wrapped around what I do for a living every day, which is helping other business owners get what they want out of life. And that is my passion. My entire work ethic now, my mission is to do what I learned from a Zig Ziglar book many, many decades ago, which is to help other business owners, if I can help other people, enough other people get what they want out of life, then I'm going to get what I want out of mine. So our business today, our entire team is focused on helping entrepreneurs use our tools and other tools, whether you use marketing boost incentives or not. If you're part of our, we have a Facebook group with almost 28,000 members, entrepreneurs in the Facebook group. And it's all about helping entrepreneurs, you know, learn to get to the next level of success from each other, with incentives that we offer. We'll get into that here in just a moment, and without, because there's so many tools and technology and opportunities. And I think right now is the best time in the world to be an online entrepreneur, to be a home-based business. I think there's a reason why so many people are doing it is because it's never been harder. It's also never been easier. In other words, there's so many challenges because we have a lot of competition, but But it's the technology is there, it's affordable, and that's what we kind of help people do.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, just in the years that I started paying attention to it, just in like the brief couple of years, how many tools have come out that make all of these things that were very manual, almost automatic at this point. And your platform, Marketing Boost, does that as well. And it's all based around that idea of incentives, which I think is such a great idea. I've just never known how to like fully implement it correctly so that it benefits the business. So I guess right out of the gate, I want to ask you, like, what are incentives for one, for anyone who's like, what are you guys talking about? And why are they beneficial? Like, how can they help us actually grow our business?
Sure. So let's talk about what Marketing Boost is. And then I'll tell you, if you'll let me, how it even came about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what Marketing Boost is it's a subscription model that any business owner can join. We have thousands of clients around the world now, so we're worldwide. And we offer, what we do is we provide you as a member, which by the way is only $37 a month. So as you're listening to this, you don't have to be thinking, oh, how much is this going to cost? So it's a super affordable subscription plan of only $37 a month. And it allows you the ability to give away unlimited, to use an unlimited amount of the three types of categories of incentives that we offer, which are a customer draw card. We design these to be your a tool for you to use to acquire more clients, to use for generating referrals, testimonials. There's 100 ideas that we'll talk about later on how to use them. But what are they? We offer complimentary hotel stays from 3 nights to 5 nights to 7 night stays in over 125 destinations around the world. 30 U.S. destinations, like 3 nights in Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Missouri, Myrtle Beach, Daytona Beach, Miami Beach, San Diego. I mean, you name it. 30 of some of the top tourism, you know, hotspots in the U.S. Then there's places like 5 nights in Hawaii, which is an amazing offer. 5 nights in Cancun, Mexico. Right now, we've got some of the best resorts we've ever had in Cancun participating. So we have a AAA rated 4-diamond resort on the beach in Playa del Carmen, Riviera Maya area of Cancun. And so these are complimentary hotel stays in over 125 destinations all throughout Australia, Europe, Canada, the Caribbean, Punta Cana, Mexico, etc. And we have the second category, our hotel savings cards. And they come in increments of $100, $200, $300, or $500. These are cash credits that work kind of like a gift card, but they don't buy the entire room. They don't get you a free room, but they'll buy down the rate, the cost compared to the Expedias of the world, and they'll save you between 10 and 50% off approximately. So those are the hotel savings cards. And then there's restaurant savings vouchers that are powered by a third-party company called the Entertainment Group. This is the company that's been around for about 50 years. My kids used to have to go door to door and sell these huge coupon books with restaurant savings, buy one, get ones, 10% off. Now we offer it better than more affordable than anybody else. And so you can give these away, and they work like it's a phone app, so they can download the app, put their zip code in, and then they can find participating businesses and restaurants that are in the area. Over 100,000 offers throughout the U.S. and Canada that you can use these restaurant incentives on. So as a member, now you've got these three categories of incentives, and what do you do with them? You know, so can I keep on rolling, Nick, on what to do with it?
Yeah, I'll just stop you for a second. Like, As you're talking about this, and for all the listeners, like, I know I've seen people kind of incentivize posts or like run giveaways and stuff like that, like get a $20 Amazon gift card with your post or whatever. And like, how cool would it be, instead of giving away a $20 Amazon gift card, you could give away a 5-night stay in Hawaii? Like, that's crazy.
That's exactly what this is. So you've got it. And then the next question that people ask is, you know, it sounds too good to be true. So how the heck do you do this? And, you know, I can cover that in a minute.
Yeah, I think that is a very valid question to ask next, because you're not just giving away little gift cards here. Like, I recently had just gotten back from Hawaii, so I know just how expensive it is to travel out to Hawaii and do like a 5-night stay in Hawaii. Like, that's insane. So yeah, how does that actually work where it's possible?
So here's what we did. You know, this whole thing came about. Let me first tell that story, and then I can tell how and why it works so well. So when we first came about this idea with for Marketing Boost, we've been in the travel space for almost a decade. So we had another travel site of ours, very, very successful. And we wanted to create, we needed some video testimonials that we could ask our, so that we could use them all over our website and leverage video testimonials from happy travelers and bragging about the resort and whatever. So we were like scratching our head, how can we get people to give us a video testimonial on their vacation? So we came up with an idea. Now, this, Nick, coming up is a tool, is a tip that any business owner starting out or already in business for a while can immediately start to implement to start building reviews, testimonials, and control your online reputation. Because every business needs reviews. So here's what we did. We started doing a survey the day after people checked in. And we expected them to be at the peak of their happiness on their trip. So we would send them an email and a text message and an automated format, which, by the way, we offer automation as well. But so we would send them an email and a text message and a voicemail broadcast and saying, you know, hey, we want to welcome you to this Waikiki resort, yada, yada. And how is the hotel living up to your expectation? We see you checked in yesterday. On a scale of 1 to 5, is the hotel living up to your expectation? How about our service? Can you rate us? And if they'd give us a 4 or 5, our system would automatically send them an immediate message back saying, wonderful, we're glad you're having a great time and love the hotel. Would you be willing to help us? We'd like to ask you to help us spread the word about this hotel and brand and resort and help us share the word about it. If you'd give us a video testimonial, a selfie from the pool, the bar, the restaurant, the beach, whatever you like best about the hotel, brag about the hotel brand and about our brand. And if you'd be willing to do that, we're going to reward you with a bonus trip, complimentary 3-night hotel stay in your choice of Orlando or Vegas, for example. And that took off like a rocket. Before we knew it, we had dozens of these coming in and then hundreds. And so then we're like, as these people started raising their hands saying, okay, we want to use our free trip. Now, mind you, it was worth it because we took those video testimonials and put them all over our website and all over the landing pages. And we started leveraging those into hundreds and thousands of additional sales. And eventually we've got over 30,000 video testimonials now from happy clients from resorts all over the world, more than any other travel website in the world. And so then again, as we were fulfilling those, it was like expensive. Now we got to pay for those rooms as those people were raising their hands saying, I want to use my free trip to Vegas or Orlando. So we came up with the next idea. Let's go back to these hotels and resorts that we're already sending a lot of business to. And we met with them because we said, hey, we know you've got a problem that we can solve and we want to create a win-win-win. And here's what came about. We went to them and said, we know your hotels never full year round. You're full on peak season, you're full for Christmas week, you're full for Easter, you're full 4th of July, you're full on some weekends, special events. But 70% of the year, you and I know that 30% of your rooms are empty and you're not making any money on those rooms once that clock clicks midnight. So we can help you put some warm bodies in those rooms that would have otherwise gone empty. Warm bodies, couples, families, individuals that are going to spend money at the restaurant, the bar, the casino, the gift shop, the spa, the excursion desk, they're going to spend some money on the property that, you know, and you're going to generate some revenue versus none. Because without anybody in the room, they still have the same fixed costs. They're still paying the mortgage, the front desk staff. The only additional expense is the maid service for a couple of days. So they agreed. And we started out with a few just in Orlando and Vegas to fulfill our own trips that we were giving away. And then we were like, man, if we had destinations all over the world, this could be a standalone business. We could set it up as what eventually became marketingboost.com today, where we help hotels and resorts fill what would otherwise be unsold hotel rooms, rooms that would have gone empty. So that means that these hotels that we offer for free, they're not going to be available during the client needs to be a little bit flexible. And that's part of what we teach our clients to disclose properly, because they're not going to be available for Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July. They're not going to be, some of the weekends might not be available, and so on. So you're not going to get a ski week in Aspen, Colorado, you know, so there's that limitation for the complimentary hotel stay. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a win for the resort because people also upgrade room types. They'll upgrade, they'll book additional nights. So that's the kind of thing that the hotels win from. The Marketing Boost member wins big time because they get, for $37 a month, they get the ability to add this high perceived value packages to their offerings, whatever it is. We found that these incentives work for almost any niche. You know, people say, well, how would I use a travel incentive for an insurance industry that I'm in? dude, I have hundreds of insurance agents and realtors and doctors and even some attorneys. And I've got from a lemonade stands up in the Northeast in the New York area to auto dealers in Chicago that find ways to use these incentives to grow their business. So we'll get more into that in a minute. But anyway, as I was going back to, so that's how the business was born. And that's how we today offer now over 125 destinations. Now there is some rules, or for example, the government's going to have their money, their hand out no matter what. So every hotel room, when somebody checks in, the government's expecting to get paid their taxes and government tourism fees and so on. So we do have what we call an activation fee for that complimentary hotel stay, which covers the government taxes. And that's paid up front, you know, and then the client logs in afterwards and they have 18 months to select travel dates to go. So that activation fee can be paid for by the Marketing Boost member if they want to. So if you have if you sell a high ticket item, if you're a business coach and you sell a $20,000 a year coaching program and you've got the client to, you know, sign a 12 month contract and you're making a lot of money on the deal, you might want to go ahead and just pay the activation fee for the client and give them a truly complimentary hotel stay. Or like most of my clients do, they just do a proper disclosure in their off promotions and they'll tell the client, hey, I'm going to give you a complimentary hotel stay. It doesn't include airfare, of course, doesn't include food and beverage, and you're going to be responsible for the government taxes. But I've got your room covered on me. Mm-hmm. And so with the disclosure, as simple as that, you're disclosing, you know, hey, I'm gonna give you a bonus trip. I'm paying the hotel stay. You know, it doesn't cover airfare, food and beverage, and of course, government taxes. Then you've done the disclosure, and when they get the certificate, they can choose to activate the certificate by paying that activation fee, which covers the taxes, or not. And if they don't, well, it just goes by the wayside. But if they activate it, then they've got 18 months to use it, and they're gonna love it. So that's the promo. That's what Marketing Boost is. Next, we can talk more about how exactly to implement these amazing incentives into whatever your call to action is to get people to help persuade people to jump off the fence and take action with you.
Yeah, that's kind of where I wanted to go next with it, because I could see the question popping up. It's like, okay, I offer a coaching program or I'm selling this product or widget, and it's great that I can offer this incentive to get people to sign up for the program or maybe get on the email list or in a Facebook group or whatever, but the traveling doesn't really have anything to do with my initial offering. So would I just get people signing up because they want the trip and not necessarily be interested in what I actually have to offer?
It's a great question. And we have found that that doesn't really happen. So in other words, if you don't already have a good product or service that people are, you know, on the fence about getting in the first place, they're not going to do it for the free trip in most cases. Mm-hmm. Unless it's, I do have a company, for example, a nonprofit organization that, here's an example, of the one has nothing to do with the other, yet they generate thousands of donations. So here's a nonprofit that does 25 minimum donation to plant trees around the world. I forget the name of the organization, for example, but you know, you donate $25 and they'll give you a complimentary hotel stay in one of the following destinations. So people are they're putting up that $25 for the free trip because they're not necessarily, I mean, they like the idea, they feel good. Okay, I'm helping the planet. We're going to plant more trees. Hopefully these people are really planting a tree. You know, by the way, they are. But you know, you're in your mind, you might be saying, okay, I don't know if they're going to really plant the tree or not, but if they're giving me the trip, you know, I'm going to gamble $25 on this and see.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, but they generate thousands of these things, you know, where they're giving away the free trips with the donation to plant trees. And we support a similar cause where for every certificate that's activated, we're funding a tree planted as well. But anyway, so where was I going with that? So to answer your question, typically, no, people don't typically take action with your product or service unless they wanted that in the first place. And then the incentive is just kind of enough to say, you know, especially if you create, we teach our members, you ought to be creating what I call some urgency and scarcity. Even though you can give away as many of these as you want as a Marketing Boost member, we still recommend you don't give them away like candy and you make people earn it by doing something. So for example, you know, maybe it's, hey, you know, you can hire my business coaching services, and you can hire me on a month to month basis. But if you do stick with me for a minimum of 6 months, on a 6 month anniversary, I'm going to reward you with a 6 day, 5 night trip, your choice of Cancun or Hawaii on me. And so you're creating a loyalty program at the same time, and you're dangling a carrot to get them to do something that's going to benefit, that's going to actually benefit you a lot more than a month to month agreement. Or, I mean, they may be month to month anyway, but you're going to keep reminding them along the way, you know, by the way, only 4 more months to go for your complimentary trip to Cancun, you know, and so on. So you can keep them engaged. Let's suppose, and I also teach our members, by the way, regardless of whether or not you use Marketing Boost, you might be able to find some of your own products and widgets and bonuses that you can add to your call to action. Because discounting, by the way, is one of the temptations we all have. You know, it's like, shoot, my competitors are probably beating me. I see their ads all the time. I can't afford to barely do any advertising. So I should lower my price. And when you lower your price, then next thing you know, it's a race to the bottom, and you're giving up your profits, and you end up losing money. You're going broke quick. So you want to hold your price. And instead of discounting, you want to add value. Now, whether you use Marketing Boost or not, let me give you some ideas on how to do that. Let's suppose like you're a gym, you know, a membership, any kind of membership program. You might say, hey, if you sign up for the 6 month program, I'll throw in month 7 included free. And if you are a Marketing Boost member, you might say month 7 comes free plus a bonus of a $500 hotel savings card. And if you go with the annual plan, if you prepay for the annual plan, I'll give you month 13 and 14. Plus, I'll throw in a 5 night stay in Cancun, Mexico with the prepaid annual plan. Boom, you know, and you've given them value with some of your own stuff, like a month 13 or 14, maybe. And you've thrown in the perceived value of a $2,000 vacation from Marketing Boost that only cost you $37 a month. So, and of course, you're going to disclose, I'm not paying, you know, it doesn't include airfare, doesn't include food and beverage, and it doesn't include government, you know, their taxes. And they're like, well, shit, that's still a good deal. You know, I'll pay prepay. I had a guy who had a similar program with this. He had hundreds of clients paying him $97 a month for his tips on when to buy and sell, trade stocks and crypto. And he had a team of experts in India that would do all the analytics and giving. And he had built up a huge following of paying members on Telegram. And then he came out with, found the Marketing Boost, and he came out with a promo to say, just what I just described. Pay 6 months in advance and get your choice of 3 nights in Orlando or 3 nights in Las Vegas. If you pay 12 months in advance, you get your choice of 5 nights in Hawaii or 5 nights in Cancun. And he had about 300 of them pay for the annual membership, over $1,200 a piece, and about another 150 paid for the 6 month membership.
Wow.
So in 4 days, he generated over almost $500,000 in additional revenue by plugging in the additional value add deal to motivate people to upgrade. Now that's part of his ongoing process. After he gets them in for $97 a month, lets them use the process, see the benefits of his team and his expertise. Then he comes in with, boom, upgrade to the annual plans. And these are the following bonuses that you'll get. And he gets them on a continual basis. So that's just one idea. I can keep going, Nick.
Yeah, no, I would definitely like more ideas. Before you keep going on with it, hearing you talk about this, it sounds like this is very much something that you would want to provide along with a paid product of some sort. Not like I was initially thinking you could use it as a way to maybe like increase podcast reviews or grow a Facebook group or like do these other things where you're just trying to get people to kind of take action. But hearing you talk about it, it sounds like it'd be a very lucrative way to get people to take action on your paid product more so than anything.
Great question and great observation of what I've described so far. But that's one reason why we have the 3 categories of incentives, because one of the things I teach people to do is use what I call micro incentives along with a micro call to action. So you don't want to give away a 5 night trip to Cancun for joining your podcast, you know, or for subscribing to your podcast. It just sounds too good to be true. And like, come on, man, you know, in the famous words of Biden, come on, man, you know, you, you couldn't, how could you give me a free trip to, you know, for anywhere just for, you know, subscribing to your podcast, for example. On the other hand, you could use a restaurant voucher. You can say, hey, I'm going to give you a $100 restaurant voucher when you subscribe to my podcast and refer me to three of your friends, for example. Make them earn it a little bit. You know, if you'll share this, if you'll share this on Facebook and subscribe to the podcast, I'm going to reward you with a $100 hotel savings card. And then maybe it's after they do that and your follow-up emails, it might be, you know, hey, if you'll book a free 20-minute Zoom consultation call to see if it's a good fit for you and me to work together, no obligation consultation call, I'm going to give you a $200. So maybe you started with the restaurant voucher, right? You got them into your email database. Now you're emailing them about your offers and your stuff. And then you come back with, hey, I'm going to give you a $200 hotel savings card, good at over 1 million hotels worldwide, just for booking an appointment for no obligation Zoom call to see if we're a good fit, if I can help you and we can work together. And then, of course, you might say in the fine print or in the details there when they're booking the appointment, by the way, we know your time is valuable and so is ours. So if you book this appointment and show up on time to the appointment, because the next big challenge that many of us have right now that are in any kind of direct sales, multi-level marketing, you know, you get people to agree to show up to an appointment or an opportunity meeting and then they don't show up. Right. So the carrot, the incentive can be used just to get them to show up for a webinar or a Zoom call or what have you and say, if you show up on time for the meeting, I'm going to reward you with this complimentary hotel stay just for showing up on time. So that's going to increase your show rate on and maybe even increase your appointments booked in the first place by dangling the carrot. And then, of course, they're on the Zoom call. Now you're making your presentation or your webinar. And then you might be going, okay, by the way, let's say it's a webinar. We're webinars. I know a lot of people that they might drop some, you know, get people to join. Part of the webinar draw card is, by the way, we're giving away three trips to Las Vegas at the end of this webinar. You guys know me. I give away trips. I have a great relationship with my travel partner, RedeemVacations.com. So you guys come to my webinar. I'm giving away three trips to Las Vegas on this webinar. Stay till the very end. Be engaged when I ask questions and participate, and you might be selected to win. So stay till the end. So now you've got a draw card to get on the webinar. And at the very end, you know, based on who was responding, who was raising their hand when you asked them to, who's, you know, answering questions in the chat, then you can go, hey, Susie, I selected you as a winner. Thank you. You were so involved and asked so many good questions and so on. You and your husband are on your way to Las Vegas. And you, Albert, you're the next one. You won, you know, boom, boom, boom. So you make the event fun. And then you can make a big deal out of maybe, you know, take it to Facebook and go live on Facebook when you're giving away those free trips with those people so that you can make a bigger deal out of the next one. And I've had people grow a Facebook group. You talked about doing it for lead gen. I've had people grow a Facebook group from 0 to 10,000 members in less than 90 days by running contests every week with, hey, next Saturday, I'm giving away, you know, a trip to Cancun for you. For every 20 people you invite to join this group, you get a chance to win a trip. You know, again, scarcity and urgency. Mm-hmm. For every 20 people you invite to join this group, you get a chance to win a trip. This week, our contest is a trip to Las Vegas. So people are, you know, inviting friends to the group. And then when you select somebody who gave the most invites, and now you're making a big deal out of that on Facebook. And then next week it's Cancun. Next week it's San Diego. Next week, you know, and people are joining. And then once he has a big Facebook group, now what? He's the authority. He's the expert. He's providing content. He's providing information. He's got an opportunity to monetize that group with whatever his thing, you know, you do. And so just some of the many, many ideas on how to skin the cat with incentives that don't cost you much. It costs you, you know, $37 a month that you can play with. And again, don't give them away like candy because they lose their value. Mm-hmm. You want to make them feel, you know, scarcity and urgency, that you can make people earn it by giving you a review. You can solve customer service problems, Nick. Let's suppose you're an e-commerce retailer and somebody ordered something and you dropped the ball and it took you 2 weeks to ship it. Clients complaining, or you ship the wrong product or something, and then they're complaining. They're about ready to go write a bunch of negative reviews. So you know, you get a hold of them and you go, whoa, you know, we really want to apologize for the mistake we made. We're going to make it right. I'm going to ship you the right product. You don't have to ship it back. Whatever you do. On top of that, here's what I'm going to do for all your aggravation. I'm going to give you a $500 hotel savings card just for your aggravation. And I'm going to send that out immediately. And that's on us just for the screw up. So apologize. You're going to wait a couple of days. You'll get the correct product in the mail, yada, yada. And now you're using it to solve a problem. And you take a customer who is all bent out of shape and turn them into an evangelist for your brand. And now they're, you know, ordering more. And then after they're happy, you could be doing what? Solicit a review, because now you made them happy, you know. And so that survey that I said at the beginning, if they're not happy, if they gave you a 1, 2, or 3, now you want to jump all over those. What happened? What did we do wrong? Mm-hmm. And now you might want to use an incentive to fix the, you know, to help fix the problem, to soften the blow of whatever you or your team did, you know, drop the ball on. Fix the problem, and then maybe throw in an incentive as part of the apology, you know, asking them to maybe if they wrote a negative review, asking them, hey, if you'll take that review down, and we really want to apologize for our mistake, we're going to fix the mistake, we're going to make it right. But if you would take the review down on top of that, once we make it right, if you take the review down, I'd love to reward you with a bonus trip to Cancun on me just for taking that damn, you know, review down. You understand how that can affect our business. And, you know, we're human. We made a mistake. We want to fix it. But those reviews really kill us. So if you fix if you take that down, I'll reward you with, you know, the following. And people are like, whoa, yeah, I'll take it down for that.
Yeah, wow.
And you can help control your online reputation with the use of these incentives as well. So, you know, I'm just scratching the surface of, with a little creativity, how a Marketing Boost subscription can help you, you know, grow. And one more thing, just another plug. Not that I'm just selling Marketing Boost, but we also offer an upgrade of we call Automation Booster, where we totally can automate, automationbooster.com, where we can totally automate your entire business with, you know, your communication, inbound and outbound communications, email, text message, voicemail broadcasting, sale funnel builder. And built into those funnels that we can help provide you with are the Marketing Boost incentive ideas and the automation of them. So if your client takes action X, they're getting the hotel savings card. They take action Y, they're getting a complimentary hotel stay, et cetera. So very that's cool. One of the things that we do provide. That's an upsell. That's not included at $37 a month, but it is something that we do offer and is available when you sign up.
Oh, that's awesome. That takes a lot of the headache of managing it all after the fact out of there. That's awesome. My next question then, so because you kind of got my mind spinning of all the possibilities out there to use this, is there anybody that something like Marketing Boost or any incentive for that matter would not be for, or someone who's, I don't know, they're kind of on the fence about it and like this definitely they are not ready for this at this stage just yet?
I mean, are you asking if there's any business that probably should not use this?
Either any business or I guess state of the business where this wouldn't really have much benefit to.
I have yet to find a business that couldn't find at least a way to use these occasionally. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, for example, a realtor. I know a lot of realtors that use these a lot, but there's rules, there's restrictions in the real estate world in different states around the country. And so I'm no attorney and don't take any legal advice from me. But there are rules in the real estate business about incentivizing people to purchase. You can't use them, for example. At least my understanding is you can't use them to incentivize somebody to buy this house. So, for example, you can't say, hey, if you buy this house from me, I'm going to reward you with a 5-night trip to Hawaii.
Right.
Okay. So maybe you can, but at least that's my understanding that you can't. But you could use it as a housewarming gift after the fact, as long as you give it to like all your clients. So I understand most of the rules are based upon discrimination and what have you. So if you use it with everybody, or again, you're not using it as an enticement. So you come in and, you know, you come back to after the fact, says, hey, you know, this has been a stressful experience getting your mortgage, getting your financing, finally getting the house. We've had to bid on 5 properties before we finally found you one. And so, you know, thrilled we finally got you a house. But so here's what I want to do for you. I want to give you guys a complimentary hotel stay on our firm. Our company would like to give you a free trip to Cancun and 5 nights in Cancun on us. You're going to have to get your own airfare and get your own food and beverage and, of course, pay the government taxes. But the hotel stays on us. And congratulations on your new home. And by the way, you know, do you know anybody? Could you refer anybody to me who might be looking to buy or sell a property right now? You know, and so you've done them a big favor. Now you could ask for referrals and, you know, kind of pressure them into that. You could use its incentives to reach out to a kind of a dead database. Let's say you have you're a realtor and you've been in it for years. You get all these emails of people that you've bought and you bought from you, sold from you, whatever. And now you can go back and say, hey, you know, email everybody and go, I've got this great promo going on right now. You know, I'd love to meet with everybody. Meet with you. The first 10 people that email me back that want to get an update on what your home is worth now compared to your neighbors, let's consider, you know, if you're looking to buy or sell or invest, first 10 people to respond to me, I'm giving away 3 night trips to Las Vegas. I've got 10 available. So, you know, be one of the first to respond. Now, you created scarcity and urgency, but you've got the ability to give, if 100 responded, you've got the ability to give everybody one. You just, hey, you right. Great. You were one of the first 10 to respond and give them the incentive you promised anyway. You could, you know, use it as let's say it's a housewarming. You know, I'm not a housewarming. Open houses realtors have, right? They got open house. So you could have a printed certificate on a countertop and, you know, when people are, realtors usually want people to give their name, phone number, email when they register at the open house. Some people don't want to give their private information. So they're like putting down MickeyMouse.com, you know, Marco@MickeyMouse.com. But if you had an incentive there saying, hey, somebody today is going to win a free trip to Las Vegas, you know, then they'll be like, shoot, yeah, I'll give you my real name and my real email for a chance to win a trip to Las Vegas just for being at this open house today. And then you could call everybody up and go, congratulations, I got good news for you. You were the winner for the Las Vegas trip. But before I give it to you, tell you how that works, can I ask you, you know, what are you looking for? Have you been pre-qualified for a home yet? You know, so you can do your qualification, find out what kind of home they're looking for. Are they really in, you know, are they a good prospect or not? And then if they were, regardless if they are or not, you know, okay, well, let me tell you how this works. I'm going to go ahead, confirm your email. I'm going to email you your certificate. Congratulations. It's also going to arrive by text message. So this is the correct phone, you know, email, text them the certificate and they're, you know, you did what you promised and you're off to the next one. And then maybe the next one turns into a buyer or a listing agent or whatever. So it's just, these are just, I'm flowing right now. I'm on a roll. But these are just some of the ideas, ways that almost any business could use these. My son's is a gun dealer. He uses them to as a lead generation. So at the gun shows, you know, he's got a box there and says, yeah, register to win. Mm-hmm. Register to win. And he's got, gets their name, phone number, email to subscribe to his newsletter about special offers for the next, you know, guns that are coming up, next gun show, the next shooting opportunity, you know, training, the next whatever. And even if you only use them a few times a year for the price that we charge, it's affordable enough to invest in it and test it and try it and play with it. You know, A/B testing is important, obviously. So
right, man, dude, hey, that's incredible. I've thought of so many different ways that would be useful. I feel like I could keep going and talking about other opportunities where we could fit this into a business, but we are coming close on time. Are there any last words of advice, wisdom, anything else you want to leave the listeners with before we get a few links from you and wrap up?
Sure. You've got to, you can't give up. There's going to be rough times. You're going to have to be willing to burn the candle at both ends. If you don't have a spouse or somebody who's supporting you financially while you're starting your operation, you likely need to keep that 9-to-5 and start the business in the after hours and work till the wee hours of the morning on your own business while you're still having the income from the job and putting it together. And it will take commitment. It will take dedication and it will take being grateful. You've got to start your mornings being grateful that, you're alive, being grateful for whatever you can find to be grateful for, whether you still have a roof over your head, you still got some groceries you can eat, even though you can't afford to put gas in your car. But in other words, you got to find something to be grateful for. And then if you start the day on gratitude, you know, you can't be, and I have to remind myself of this every day. I have a high flip temper. I get mad about just about anything that's not going right. And so I got to remind myself to be grateful every day, because you can't be mad and grateful at the same time. So if you can remind yourself to be grateful and smiling about it and thanking whoever you want to thank, your whatever you believe in, or just the universe, you're grateful for a beautiful day. And you know, again, put in that, have that commitment to get it done, and you will.
I love it. That's a great piece of advice for everyone here listening. All right, Marco, you mentioned marketingboost.com. That's obviously the best place to go to get in with Marketing Boost. Do you have any other resources, social media, or places that you would want people to go to learn more about Marketing Boost or just about incentivizing in general?
Yeah, well, we do have a Facebook group as well. It's free to join that. So that's just search for Marketing Boost official Facebook group. And what else? I do have an offer for your audience, Vic, if I can do a special offer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, if you go to marketingboost.com/podcast, then your listeners can get 30 days of Marketing Boost for only $1. And then after that, it's $37 a month. So, and by the way, if one quick note here, if you did step up and do our annual plan, it's only $347 for the year instead of $444 based on $37 a month. But not only do you save 20% or whatever that is, we also pay commissions. If you're a high-value marketer, you start giving away a lot of these incentives throughout the year. We pay up to $15 for each certificate that's activated. So I have paid, I just paid a tax guy $8,000 for the activations that he had in the last several months. So you can imagine how many people he must have done the taxes for to earn an $8,000 bonus. So imagine he invested $347 for the annual plan, and he got back $8,000 in commissions for giving away trips. So
that's, it's a pretty good investment.
It could be a no-brainer to step up to the annual plan if you're planning on using some of these incentives in volume. So it'll pay for itself. It'll at least get you your money back before the end of the year.
Absolutely. Well, man, this has been great. For everyone listening, I will put links in the show notes page for this episode. So make sure you stick around just a few minutes longer. I will get you that link where everything Marketing Boost related, everything Marco was talking about, is going to be in that show notes page. Marco, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with us today. This has been enlightening for sure. It's got my mind turning.
Well, very good. I hope I help a few people. That's the idea. You know, if I can help a few people get what you want out of life, I get what I want. And again, you know, Marketing Boost is not the bullet that's going to, you know, make you $1 million. It's not the magic bullet, but it can be one of the tools that you plug in to get some of your clients to take the actions that you want or generate leads or whatever. So thanks again for having me, Nick, and love to be back anytime you need, you know, bring me back or whatever. It'd be my pleasure.
Awesome, man. Well, I very much appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day, man.
That is it for the interview with Marco Torres. I hope you enjoyed that talk, that discussion, and walked away with some value and really just have a better understanding of how to utilize incentives in your business. I know I've personally seen a lot about incentives, how powerful they can be for growing a business, but it's always don't do this, you should do this, you have to do that. I think Marco gave us some pretty good ideas to jump off with here. If you enjoyed the episode, I'd love to know what you thought. If you go over to Instagram, shoot me a DM, or maybe even share the episode to your story and tag me in that post, and I'd love to follow up with you and chat more about the episode or any of the other episodes of the 9-5 podcast that you may have listened to. All right, now if you want any of the links discussed in the episode, including the $1 30-day trial of Marketing Boost, make sure you head over to the show notes page for this episode. You can find those over at 95podcast.com/episode96. With all that said, I hope you have a great rest of your week. Stay safe, and I will catch you all in next week's episode.